And once again, let's stretch our microphone cables all the way to the Hawaiian Islands and talk with Hawaii Food Tours, Matthew Gray and Pierre Wolf of the World Travel and Dining Channel Features segment.
Hello again, the World Travel and Dining Channel with your host, Pierre Wolf. We're reaching over to the Hawaiian Islands and we're meeting up with a food guy. He has a company called Hawaii Food Tours. His name, Matthew Gray. Aloha, Matthew.
Aloha, Pierre from Hawaii. How are you?
We're delighted to have you, and please say hello to Kira, your great tour director.
Oh, I definitely will.
Maybe people just tuned us in, so briefly, let's just go over what Hawaii Food Tours is all about.
Well, Pierre, I'm fortunate to say that I think I have one of the best jobs in the world. I get paid to eat and to socialize while showing people who are visiting Hawaii all the best restaurants that are here.
We had the pleasure, my wife and I and another couple, to be with you while we were on a cruise to the Hawaiian Islands, visited Honolulu, Oahu, and it was absolutely astonishing. We spoke about your hole-in-the-wall type tour, and now let's reach to Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. And what's that all about?
Well, Pierre, as you know, the hole-in-the-wall tour that we talked about earlier is for casual daytime fun, but the nighttime tour, which is called the Gourmet Trilogy for food and wine lovers, is a very sophisticated evening where we go to three fine dining restaurants in one evening. What we do is we start off by going to a restaurant for appetizers, and then we'll go to another restaurant for entree. The third restaurant is for a decadent, over-the-top dessert, and each one of those courses is matched with a different wine. So my guests do the drinking, I do the driving, and everybody has a fantastic time.
Now, the only thing they need to know is how to get in touch with you, and let's give that toll-free number and your website, please.
Well, if you're planning a visit to Hawaii, and if you're anything like me and you want to enjoy great food while you're here, you should really contact me. My 800 toll-free number is 800-715-2468. And our email address is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, at HawaiiFoodTours.com.
Our correspondent, Matthew Gray, today live on the World Travel and Dining Channel with your host, Pierre Wolf. Matthew, you were a restaurant critic at one time, writing for a major newspaper in Honolulu. You also had your stint as a chef, so food is very close to your heart. What are some of the specialties on some of your tours? Could you describe those, particularly for Wednesday and Tuesday evenings?
Sure. On the sophisticated nighttime gourmet trilogy tour, you're going to encounter wonderful Hawaiian seafood, fishes, and various other methods of cooking for different meats. But for instance, you might start off with a duet of sushi. And this is cooked sushi that we offer at our appetizer restaurant. It would be a miso glazed salmon, and the other one would be a soft shell crab. And it's some of the most delicate, beautiful, and delicious sushi you've ever tasted in your life. And the great thing about it is that it's cooked, so it's not raw, and a lot of people don't have to encounter, you know, the queasiness with any sort of raw choices. If that's not up your alley, you can always try something like a ha'ula tomato. And the ha'ula tomato is grown right here on the island of Oahu. It is sliced, and then it's dressed with an ume shiso vinaigrette. And ume is a Japanese pickled plum, and shiso is an herb, and so it's a nice, tangy kind of a dressing. The tomato is topped with a garlic-marinated shrimp, and then dotted on the side of the plate with a soy reduction and cubed avocado. It's a delicious and beautiful plate.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Some of the entree choices you might encounter on my gourmet trilogy tour would be the finest steak Diane I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, come on, no. I served about a million of those, and I want to know how you make or how they make a steak Diane. Give us an idea, would you please? Matthew Gray with Hawaii Food tourists. Look them up on the internet, please. That's well, Steak Diane.
Pierre, you know better than most people because you've been a chef for such a long time.
And so have you also.
Steak Diane is a wonderful classical dish that really hasn't been around for a long time, but it's being reintroduced by some of the finer restaurants around the country. How they prepare it here is they use fantastic cut of beef. They use prime-rated filet. Now, for your listeners who are food-oriented, you'd probably know that prime beef only comprises 2% of the entire beef market. So when you're starting with a fantastic product, you can't really do much wrong to make this dish be anything but a beautiful finished product. But they start with the filet, they slice it thinly, they cook it to a medium level or medium rare, and what it is, it's served with a Bordelaise mushroom sauce. It's a very, very rich and delicious sauce. It's then sided with garlic mashed potatoes and Asian sautéed vegetables. I have to tell you, this is really one of the finest Steak Diane's I've ever tasted.
All right, now let me embellish that a little bit with my own style of Steak Diane, which you so rightly said disappeared practically from all menus of better restaurants. We, however, in the old days when I owned 4 award-winning French restaurants, did a tableside. Mm-hmm. And in place of using filet steaks, the small filet slices, we used trimmed New York prime, the eye of the New York cuts. We coated them with a little slight mustard, Dijon mustard, added a few drops of Worcestershire sauce, having sautéed ahead of time lightly a little garlic and shallot mixture, adding to it mushrooms, cooking the Steak Diane's to a desired doneness that may be medium, medium rare, or well done. They are about 1/2 inch thick each, weighing about 3.5 ounces each. And then, with a flourish, it was flamed, not with cognac, that was too expensive, but with a little brandy, right tableside. And it might have singed somebody's mustache if it got too close. That was my version of Steak Diane a la Pierre.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Right, so this is that. Now, as to some of the fine restaurants within the region of not only Honolulu, but reaching out to the island of Oahu. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, there are some just fantastic restaurants here in Hawaii. For a lot of years, people discounted Hawaii as a place really where you would do more beach activities and so on. But within the last 10 years, we've really become a world-class destination for foodies. So if you come here, you can definitely count on eating at some wonderful restaurants. My favorite restaurant on the island of Oahu is a restaurant called Azul. That's spelled A-Z-U-L. And it's the only restaurant I ever gave a 5-fork rating to while I was a restaurant reviewer and food writer for the newspaper. It's a bit of a drive outside of the main area of Waikiki, but it's very, very worth it. It's Mediterranean, classical, and Hawaiian all mixed together.
And it's called Azul.
Azul Restaurant. It's at the J.W. Marriott Hotel
island
of Oahu.
There is a key word that comes up speaking about Hawaiian food. We can't forget about luau. What's that all about?
Well, luau is the most used search term on the internet when people are planning a visit to Hawaii. And a luau is the sacred ceremony that is usually a ceremony that comprises ancient and contemporary dance of Hawaiian islands and the various different South Pacific islands. And then, of course, after the show, is beautiful kind of buffet-style luau food, which would comprise of things that are specific to Hawaii. You might have poke, which is a raw fish salad using yellowfin tuna, which we call ahi tuna, and that's usually mixed with a little bit of soy sauce, sesame oil, and seaweed, and it's delicious. We also have something called lomi salmon, which is another seafood salad, which is salmon and onions that that is salty and helps cut the fattiness of the Hawaiian kalua pig, which is the smoky pork that we make here, and then various other specialties that you might find. Of course, poi, everybody has heard of, which is mashed taro, and it's a little bit gluey and pasty, but I think when you come to Hawaii, you just have to try it, because once you try it, then we'd like to consider you a local friend.
Our correspondent in the Hawaiian island in Oahu, Matthew Gray, with Hawaii Food Tours. Give that number one more time so people don't miss out on an excellent experience that I enjoyed with my friends and my wife. One more
time. Guys, if you come on my Hawaii food tours, first of all, I want to let you know that we have a money-back guarantee in all of our tours. Our tours are a wonderful social way to enjoy the finest foods that you can possibly find here in Hawaii. And I lead all the tours personally, so if you have any questions regarding food or restaurants, I'm definitely the food expert here in Hawaii and would love to help you out. You can reach me toll-free at 800-715-2468, or you can just reach us on the web at hawaiifoodtours.com.
At this point, I would like to say thank you very much, Hawaii Food Tours, with Matthew Gray, our correspondent in the Hawaiian Islands. And I'm Pierre Wolf, your host of the World Travel and Dining Channel. Don't go away, because much more is coming your way. Thank you very much. Aloha.